Thank you and greetings, friends. Welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today we shall conclude our study of putting first things first. This is the sixth and final lesson in a series upon the subject of putting first things first in our lives. In our series, we have considered the words of Jesus to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6:33. We've considered His words to the Pharisees to first cleanse that which is within the cup and platter, Matthew 23:25-26. Jesus also said, "Cast first the beam out of thine own eye," Matthew 7:5. We also considered how the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to preach that children are to learn to first show piety at home in helping their parents, 1 Timothy 5:4. Each of these things is tremendously important. Putting first things first. Today I want to call attention to the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 8:5. Here, Paul is speaking of the Christians in Macedonia who first gave themselves to the Lord. Their charity towards others was made possible by first committing themselves unreservedly to God. Friends, here is the secret to living the Christian life. One will never be happy in living the Christian life if he does not first give himself to the Lord, and that without reservation. Too many want to serve the Lord with one hand and the devil with the other. But ladies and gentlemen, this will never do. Friend, have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? You cannot give yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord in His service without first obeying the gospel. Obedience to the truth of the gospel will save your soul, 1 Peter 1:22-23. This we do when we believe in Christ, John 8:24. When we repent of our sins, Luke 13:3, and confess His name, as we read in Acts 8:36-37, and submit ourselves in baptism for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38. This is the only way one can be saved. Have you given yourself first to the Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a serious matter. The destiny of our soul is involved. Therefore, let us put first things first, giving ourselves first to the Lord, and then dedicating ourselves to put first things first in our lives as Christians, living as the Lord would have us live, so that one day we can all have the hope of everlasting life. And thank you once again for listening.